Welcome to the Self-Esteem and Confidence Mindset with me, Johnny Pardo. Do you find it hard to have a good sense of confidence in the workplace? Well, today we're going to go over some tips on how you can increase your confidence in work. Welcome to the Self-Esteem and Confidence Mindset podcast with me, Johnny Pardo, here to help you take control of your self-esteem and confidence. I used to have shocking confidence in my job. I tried to please everyone. I didn't want any kind of criticism, even if it wasn't an attack, which it rarely was. I just didn't want to hear anything bad, and I was trying to people please all the time, which was a big challenge in my life. Even to say a single sentence like my name or who I was or my role to someone who I saw as senior was terrifying, or in a bunch of group of people, it was even more terrifying. But luckily, through practice, I overcame that. There was a point where I realized this couldn't continue. I couldn't continue to have this lack of confidence in the workplace. I had to work on believing in myself and saying things that I wanted to, or actually having the idea that I could do things well. It was a problem across my life, but particularly in the workplace, it's challenging. But I got to a point where I was then giving updates left, right, and center as a project manager, giving updates and meetings very comfortably. Of course, I get the odd nerve when it's a big presentation, but I had definitely increased the confidence through the years. So I'm going to help you if you're struggling with your confidence in the workplace. And it can also apply if you're in a business and you're really, really lacking confidence to present yourself and sell yourself and who you are. Because I have a business, I have a coaching business, I sell books, I try and sell my books and give service and value to everyone. So I know what that's like as well. Why do we have this lack of confidence? Well, it's because the mind is always looking for something wrong. Your mind is constantly looking out for dangers, and it doesn't know that it's looking out for real dangers, and therefore it makes out these small little things of what someone else thinks as a real perceived danger. And that's what it's always doing as the mind. Now, in my experience, from my own experience and from researching all this and knowing other people and coaching other people, it's because we're not internally doing enough for ourselves. We are not, and I don't just mean like lying back, relaxing. I'm talking about we're not doing enough to train our confidence for ourselves. We try and impress other people to get that gap in that belief in ourselves as a result. And if we're not giving ourselves internal validation, we can, you know, do as many things right as possible and get a few bits of praise. But at the end of the day, we won't truly believe in ourselves. So I'm going to go through four tips right now for this. The first one is write for 5 minutes every day all the great things about you. And try it for a week at first. And this is an assignment I like to give people. And this, that you might be thinking, oh, I can never write great things about you. Well, about you. You can write great things about me if you like. That's fantastic. But I'd rather you wrote them about you. So for 5 minutes a day, just have a clock go or a timer go for 5 minutes. And through that 5 minutes, you've just got to write nice things about yourself. Now, we're not talking about you have to have achieved a gold medal. You have had to own a multi-million pound business or anything like that. We're just talking about perhaps you got up on time this morning. You managed to do some cleaning this morning. You managed to do a few work tasks. You managed to speak to someone you're a bit nervous about speaking to. And it doesn't just have to be today. It could be through your life. You have definitely done things in your life which are good. And at first, you might be like picking out little things. But as you get better and better through this, you're going to start being, it's going to be easier to naturally pick out great things about you. It's a skill. And if you do not train your brain to do this, it's just going to go the other way. It's just going to think, oh, what's all the bad things about me? What are people going to think about me if I mess up? So this is a really powerful one that I do myself, and I advise other people to do it. And I know it makes me feel good. It started to really get my brain to think, oh, what's great about me? Oh, I forgot about that. Oh, that's good about me. Oh, I've achieved this. So that's the first tip I've got. The second one is I want you to get a list of really powerful words you would use to describe someone you admire, a role model, or someone you perceive as perhaps confidence in the workplace or perhaps on TV, anything. And just come up with a bunch of powerful words, things like charismatic or certain or strong or wise or intelligent or wonderful. Find those kind of words and list 5 to 10 of them. And then those are the words, if you like those words, those are the words you need to use to start describing yourself. Now you might start thinking, oh, I could never be those things. Well, you'll never be those things if you keep telling yourself you'll never be those things. You can be those things. You've just got to put them into your system. And what you do is when you've listed those words is you read them out to yourself every single day. You say, I am wonderful, wise, powerful, charismatic, fantastic, inspirational. I am. Use the words I am, because that creates them as part of your identity as well, as opposed to saying I am stupid, I'm not worth it, I'm not enough. Okay, so using those powerful words over and over again with emotional intensity, it's an incantation. We don't want to go for affirmations here. An incantation is when you say it with emotional intensity, or else your brain will just reject it. So saying it with emotional intensity, how you would like to feel those words inside of you. So pick 5 to 10 words and say them to yourself every single day. And do it, I do it personally, 3 times a day. Now, you want to do it once minimum, but ideally a couple of times a day. In fact, I'm going to say do it twice minimum. And do it 3 times or more if you'd like to. And then the third tip is look at someone uplifting and confident. Now, we kind of touched on this a little bit on the previous one, but for this one, look at someone you really admire again, and then start to write down what's their physiology like? What's their body language like when I say physiology? And what are their beliefs? What do you think they believe about themselves and the world? Do they think, I believe in myself, or this, I am certain I can have a really great go at this? I may, you know, there's a chance it might be wrong, but I'm going to give it my all. Look at them and think, or even have a conversation with them if you know the person personally, or Google, if it's a celebrity, Google's your best friend, because there's plenty of interviews, or YouTube. List what the beliefs are of these confident people you see, and then start to incorporate some of their beliefs into yourself. And it goes back to the previous point. You can start saying, I am, and use some of those beliefs, because it will really get it into your system. And the body language, start looking at the way they use their body, because when you change your body language, you can change how you feel. There's been studies on it, many, many studies, most notably the one about the power pose by Harvard University, when if you stand for 2 minutes in a power pose, levels of testosterone increase and levels of cortisol, a stress hormone, reduce. So look at their physiology and see how you can incorporate that into your life as well, into your rituals. And then the final one is just doing a little thing that scares you each day. Okay, so we're not saying doing something terrifying. We're saying just on the edge of your comfort zone. So is it asking that question in a meeting? Is it perhaps asking, even sending that email you'd usually be scared of? Is it just saying good morning to someone in the kitchen? Do something every day that's a little bit scary, because that will build confidence like anything. If you start making little movements, it will create progress, and progress creates happiness and also confidence. And when you do it every single time, this is the most important thing I'm going to say out of all I've just said: praise yourself. Because when you praise yourself, when you praise your nervous system, you want to do more of it. You won't believe it, but actually you want to do more of things when you praise yourself. So make sure you praise yourself after it. If you don't do the work internally, some of the ideas I've just explored, and take these small little actions to come out of your comfort zone, even on the edge, nothing's going to change. Your confidence doesn't change. It's not just the feeling that suddenly changes. You have to do the actions and change your habits or your rituals in terms of the way you talk to yourself and the little acts you do every day to increase your confidence. So use some of what I said and work on your confidence. I know you can do it. I held myself back for a long time until one day I just went, I've got to do something about this. So there was an opportunity to chair a meeting. I was terrified. I didn't know what I was going to say, but I put myself into that awkward position and therefore I became more confident. I was also put in a position where I wasn't confident, but I had to do it. And that built a lot of confidence as well. And I think that was one of the defining moments for me when I realized I had the ability to do something uncomfortable when I wasn't ready, and therefore that increased my confidence. So remember that you actually have to take the action first, and not a gigantic jump, but just doing little small acts. If you do a big jump, you know, that's going to build your confidence even more. But just let's take little steps to get out of your comfort zone, but also do the internal work, because that's going to make you more ready to take those actions. So what I want you to do as your work today is I want you to create a list of powerful words and pull them together, 5 to 10, and then say them to yourself daily using the words I am at the start and set of emotion, and do it at a minimum of twice a day. And you can also incorporate the other things I said, but that's the main assignment for today. If you want to go even further and get more tips like this, then I have a group coaching session I'm looking to put on. So if you're interested in a free group coaching session, let me know by Friday the 18th of June. We'll then go through a brief lesson where I'll give you an overview, some teaching on something live, and then we'll do a Q&A after that. So if you are interested in that, just email coaching@johnnypardo.com and I'll leave that in the description below. But thank you so much for listening today. If you've appreciated this, please share this with friends and family and give this a rating, just so we can reach more people and help them with their self-esteem and confidence as well. If you've done so already, thank you so much. I appreciate you. And remember, make that decision to take control of your self-esteem and confidence. And I'll speak to you soon.